Good morning. And how are you? Today we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, huh? When the Holy Spirit came upon us. And this is the place, the most important part, if you will, in the year of the church, because this is when the church came to life. It's when the church participated in who God is, when God gave us his very self to live within us. And so you got to go back to in the Old Testament and the New, the Hebrew word for spirit or breath or wind are all the same. It's ruah, R-U-A-H or R-U-A-C-H. But it's the same word. It was the word that, and going back to Genesis, and it says that there was the spirit that was above the chaos. The spirit of God was there in the beginning. And then when God took Adam, and he was just a bunch of dirt, and the way he gave him life is he breathed ruah, the breath of life, into his nostrils and gave him life. That the spirit of the living God has been there from the beginning, and then God says, I want him to live in you. And so you and I, most everybody here, I'm guessing, have been praying for the outpouring of the Spirit when we did the novena these last days. Now, we've all been given the Spirit. Those who were baptized, you were given the Spirit. When you got confirmed, you were given the Spirit. But you need to surrender to that Spirit, and I'm going to explain what that means in a second. But again, it's always good. Everyone here needs to do this. It's important because when Paul's talking to Timothy, now remember, Timothy was a priest and he was a bishop. And sometimes priests and bishops think they got it all together. They do not. No bishop, no cardinal, no pope have it all together, and most humility will acknowledge that. And so here's St. Paul looking at him and saying, may I remind you something, Timothy, bishop, priest, to fan into the flame the gift God gave you. When our hands were laid upon you, the spirit that God gives us is no cowardly spirit, but one that makes us strong, loving, and wise. St. Paul had to remind the bishop priest, you got to stir up what we gave you. You have the spirit of living God inside of you, but you got to use him. You got to stir him up. And that's what's so important in us. What that does is the best way to do it, the way I can only tell you, is just add one thing to your daily prayer life. Everybody's praying every day, correct? Yes. Before you start to pray, breathe. Simple. Breath. Like when I start my daily prayer, I breathe. Now, I'm not talking about getting centered. I'm not talking about, you know, develop your presence. I'm talking about breathing in the spirit of the living God and breathing out yourself, right? So when you breathe in, you say, like this morning as I prayed up here at 4:15, I says, come Holy Spirit as I breathed in, the breath of God, and then I expelled me, huh? It takes longer to expel me than it does to breathe in the Spirit, as everybody knows. But the reality is, if we don't, and again, when I do a parish mission, when I do our retreats at DME, when I'm teaching people how to pray, before we teach them how to pray, I have them sit down and breathe. And it's so important because and it's amazing how I don't talk about this enough, but if you do not breathe, you will go into mindlessness when you say your prayers. What does that mean? You'll start saying your prayers like you always do and mean nothing by it. This automatic, our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, Hail Mary full of grace. And you'll say this mindless prayer. But if you stop and breathe, and I say 3 to 5 times, long breaths. Breathe in. Come Holy Spirit. Breathe out yourself, your sin, your anxiety, your fear. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Now, again, some people sit there and, you know, think, well, that's a little weird, Father. It's not weird. Soon to be saint, he has to die first, but Pope Benedict XVI sat there and said, Pope Benedict says, when you and I pray or do adoration, it's getting mouth-to-mouth resuscitation by God. That's how he gave us life in the beginning. So what does that mean? For you to breathe in, God breathes out. For you to breathe out, God breathes in. So the best way to start every prayer, no matter how you pray, rosary, our novenas, whatever you pray, I'm not going to tell you to change any of that. But just add breathing. Very simple. Breathing in the Spirit of God. Because when you do that, like last night, the second reading, it says, we do not know how to pray. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long you've been a Catholic or how long you've been a Christian. You and I don't know how to pray. Because when we pray in our own power, we're in charge. And if anything we should not be in charge of, it's our prayer. If you're totally in charge of your prayer, this is the way you pray, this is what you do, well, where's God? It says we don't know how to pray, so the Spirit himself, who is within us, expresses himself in what the Spirit wants. So when you let the God of the universe pray within you, now your will and God will becomes one. So the first thing you got to do is breathe, ruah, breath, wind, Spirit of the living God inside of you, and you surrender to him, and you fan into a flame him. Very simple. Whatever prayer you're doing before you start, 3 to 5 breaths, slowly breathing in the Spirit of God and breathing out yourself. You watch what a difference that'll make in your prayer. Some of you, of course, will not do it. You think, I'm doing fine, Father. Good. It's not going to help you grow. Do this, and you'll grow. I promise. Because now the Spirit of God's in charge instead of you. And that's where prayer needs to begin. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each you know his love today and forever. Amen.